The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Take a little listen before any of that to the former Green Party leader and Minister Eamon Ryan.
Making this switch away from a car-dependent system that runs for good for people who are walking, cycling, on the bus, on the train, that's the future. And the OECD, I think, have done us a real good service setting out the way. We have to deliver it now.
Okay, so the switch from a car-dependent society to one that is more dependent and more reliant on public transport. Sive O'Neill is a climate and environmental researcher. I strongly suspect you're going to see Sive's face staring down at you from lampposts in the Waterford constituency in the upcoming election. Sive, you have done this. You've quite literally done this. You have made the switch. You've gotten rid of the car, as I understand, but issues have arisen. So take me back to the beginning about this, the getting rid of the car.
Yes. So I live in Waterford City, Ciarán, and it's a very walkable city. I live in the city centre, so I have all the public transport connections that I could wish for, train, buses, kind of the town buses as well as the intercity buses. And I needed to go to Kilkenny. So I also bought myself an e-bike when I sold my car, and I haven't regretted it for a minute. Very occasionally I hire a car, but mostly I'm zipping around on the e-bike or on public transport. So I needed to go to Kilkenny last Saturday. And just because of the timing of the train timetable, it wasn't really convenient to get the train. So I opted to get a bus. Now, the bus is a private operator, not Bus Éireann. And there's two private operators that go between Dublin and Waterford, but only one of them stops in Kilkenny. So I thought, no problem, get this bus. It's 40 minutes on the bus. Same as the train. It's motorway, very little in the way of a good service. But the bus didn't show up. And this was very frustrating because the real-time information was confusing, because it was saying that the bus was delayed by an hour and a half, but that kind of didn't make sense. So we were all standing there waiting and wondering what that could possibly mean.
When you say we all, so there was a big group of people.
It was a good crowd of people. It grew over time. Anyone who was going to Dublin changed bus. They just went on the other bus company that services the Dublin Waterford route.
Because they could go directly, but you needed to get
off. But I needed to go to Kilkenny, so I was a bit stuck. And at this point, there still wasn't a train. The train would have been across the river, no big deal, but there wasn't a train that would have worked for me. So time was ticking along and I was getting more and more frustrated, as were all the other remaining passengers. And the frustration is compounded by the fact that with this company, you really can't get a refund. There's no way of applying for a refund. There's no information on their website about how to get it. I'd already paid for my ticket in advance. So as long as I wasn't going to be late for my event in Kilkenny, I figured, well, I'm just going to have to stick it out here on the quays and wait. But the bus never showed. And as time went on, I got quite alarmed. I was due to speak at a panel discussion with a bunch of lawyers and I did not want to be late. You know, it was important to show up on time. And this is
especially
relevant
for an uptight crowd like that.
But the thing is that, you know, we often wonder why people who are kind of commuting for work don't use public transport more often. And obviously in Dublin, there's a reasonably good and reliable public transport system. But if it's not reliable and has a knock-on effect on people turning up to work late, that is a very big deterrent on people using public transport, as I learned.
Yeah.
So if I was to make that trip again, I would not ever, ever travel with that company because I need to know that I can get from A to B on time. When something happens on the train service, there's a few lads that jump into a van, an Air Nord Éireann van, and run up and fix the line issues or the signalling faults straight away.
Yeah.
So delays are very rare. And when they do happen, they put on some kind of alternative transport. So reliability is a very important factor in the way people make decisions about how to travel to work things particularly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, isn't it very disrespectful of people who are not working, who use public transport for other reasons, like students, people with disabilities who can't drive for whatever reason, to just be so sloppy with your service, not to have any customer service relating to those kind of incidents, no emails, texts. Obviously, I had an online booking. Wouldn't have been so digitally you know, challenging to send people with bookings information about what was going on with this bus, which, by the way, never turned up in time.
Because I think that's what would infuriate me most would be the kind of the information vacuum.
Oh.
It's like that. I've been on the train where there's been a serious problem on the tracks and we've had to get out in the thai and get onto buses and bus up to Dublin, and you do an awful lot of grumbling about it. But I will say this for Irish Rail. They told us what was happening every step of the way. We're here. There's a fault in the line. Engineers are working on it. Engineers are still working on it. Bear with us. We can't fix it. Yeah. There's a bus coming. Everyone will be off in 5 minutes. And that was kind of it. And we gave out, but at least we knew. Standing there for that amount of time and not knowing.
No,
I think that's
ridiculous.
What would drive me mad.
I mean, I was on the quays in Waterford waiting for this bus for over an hour and a half. And the trip itself is 40 minutes. 40 minutes. So eventually I got a taxi, and the taxi cost €81. This is on top of the 15, no, it was maybe a bit more than that, something like €15, maybe €20 for my ticket.
Mm. No, so you're closing 15. In on 100 quid anyway.
And then in the end, I didn't want to get the bus back because I was like, well, you're not taking me for a fool twice in one day.
Yeah.
So I got the train back. That was an additional €11 for the train back to Waterford. Now, all of this is just, for me, an inconvenience. I was able to do it. I was able to get myself there. You know, the reality is that that type of customer service is deeply, deeply problematic and impairing people's trust in public transport,
yeah.
especially private bus operators. There is no one literally to complain to. There's nobody.
There's no regulator.
Now, how it works is if you have a public service contract with the NTA, the National Transport Authority, whereby they subsidise bus operators to deliver certain routes, whether that's Bus Éireann or some other contractor and Localink, they are regulated. They are regulated by the NTA. But my understanding is that these private bus operators, once they have their buses in a roadworthy condition, the NTA is pretty hands-off.
Okay.
So there isn't anyone to
complain
to.
It's kind of health and safety standards, and beyond that,
exactly,
kind of provide whatever service you want.
Yeah, it's up to you. It, you know, you have to make it, it has to be commercially viable, and then off you go. You know, you just do it. So the reality is that customer service is clearly not a focus for some of these companies. Some of them are better than others. I haven't done a big survey, so you know, I'm not sure what the standard is, but I suspect that what my experience was not untypical of passengers on that route with that company, and that other companies have a better standard. But there's nobody to regulate them. And it comes back to the point about us, you know, if you're treated badly, but there's a bunch of you, that's an opportunity for kind of collective action. In Dublin, there is a fantastic organisation called the Dublin Commuters Coalition, which kind of organises people, and they campaign around public transport infrastructure. Similarly, the Rail Transport Users Group is an advocacy group for rail users. But there's nobody representing the kind of people who use buses. We are like the bottom of the pile and treated like that. And I think
so it's
dreadful.
Easy for these companies. And again, you haven't named the company, but it's easy for them to treat you as if you don't exist, really, from a complaints point of view, isn't it?
I think so.
You've got no clout because you're just kind of Sive O'Neill on your own. Now, I suspect they didn't realise you'd write a column for the Irish Times and come on News Talk about it, but there you go.
Well, they should be imagining that anybody who uses their service might have something to say about it. And I think the attitude that they reveal about themselves by not replying to my email, not getting in touch, is appalling, and it reflects terribly on them. But it won't be my comments that do them in. It'll be people who never go back to use their services a second time because they're just not reliable.
Would you ever use their service again?
Never.
If you could help it.
Never. Never, because
Have they been in touch with you now since?
No,
this was last Saturday.
No, I emailed them, obviously. There is an email address on their website. So, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. And here's the other thing, right? The bigger picture is that there is an economic value to our time. Now, if you think that, you know, students' time, older people going on shopping trips or tourists wandering around the country on buses, you might say, well, the value of their time isn't really very high. So there's no big deal if we keep them waiting. But if you think about people who are working, the value of their time can be measured in terms of productivity.
Yeah.
So that's why there is an economic cost to congestion. We've talked about it many times, right? And it's the cost of time lost. So you can add it all up. But nobody cares about the time lost when people like me are standing on the keys. It's outrageous. But there is a value to my time. I am busy. I could have been doing something. Mm. And I have put a value on my time. So I am not going to let that situation happen again. So in future, to get to Kilkenny for 11, I'll have to get a train at 8 a.m. in the morning, which is completely crazy.
It is.
Or else I'll have to hire one of my go-car type things. And for a distance, as you know, Kieran, yeah, it's so close. It's a motorway. There's very little traffic and disruption on the motorway. It's just, it's an A to B distance. No big deal. And it should not be so difficult to get a reliable service between those two
cities.
And
buses can break down, or driver could get sick. These things happen. But again, to kind of come back to the customer service point, in those unusual situations, it's not that big a deal either to let people know somehow in real time, listen, this is what has happened.
There's one further issue I might mention, which is the idea that when you're providing public transport, if you're providing a frequency that's, in the case of this route, only one bus every 2 hours, if that anything happens to that bus, you know, that's a 2 hour wait before the next one is to come along. Whereas if it's, say, for example, a Lewis tram breaks down, well, that can be quite disruptive if the tram can't be moved out of the way.
If the number four passes you full on the way into town in Dublin, as it were,
the next one will come along in 10 or 15 minutes. Even a 20-minute wait wouldn't be catastrophic. An hour and a half or 2 hour wait, however, is a huge amount of time to expect people to wait. So all public transport really needs to have built-in slack, extra drivers, extra buses, extra capacity, so that it can just fill in gaps when they arise or deal with extra demand.
Well, listen, at least when you get the train, you've 2 hours to burn in Kilkenny. I mean, there could be worse places to be, Saif. So,
well, I agree with you. Kilkenny is a beautiful place to spend 2 hours.
Saif O'Neill, the climate activist, researcher, columnist with the Irish Times, where she's been writing about this very issue, if you want to read it. Saif, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.